Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Guardians are back.
Lima likes.
How about the Guardians? It's the Astros sweep. Then what they did to the White Sox, they've won, is it 6 of 7?
Correct. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Lima no likes.
There's still like 20 teams in front of them. But it is good. They finished.
Better than 21 teams in front of them.
I know. They finished on a high note. Man, looking at the teams in front of them, like the Mariners, what they just did to Detroit. I think Boston has won 10 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, it's not going to be easy, but it's not dead. It felt dead last week at this time. Unless, do you disagree? Do you still feel like
it
it's
felt
dead?
No, it felt dead. Dedinsky. I don't feel like it's dead. The second half schedule is, I mean, it's garbage.
It's awesome.
There are so many teams here, so many just golden opportunities. And the first couple of weeks alone, Athletics coming up Friday for a 3-game set, then Baltimore for 4, then at Kansas City for 3, then back at home against Colorado and the Twins before you play the Mets. I mean, there are opportunities here for this baseball team.
It's not dead. And there was a big opportunity yesterday, especially when it came to the Manzardo trade.
I'm alive.
How about him going yard on Aaron Civale, the guy he was traded for?
Kyle Manzardo with a game-changing 3-run homer with 2 outs here in the 6th inning. Oh, how sweet it is. The man he was traded for. He was 0-for-2 in his first 2 at-bats today, but did he get into that one?
Guardian TV, Matt Underwood on the call. What did I hear there in the
He said, we won. I don't know if that's Hedges. I'm trying to figure out whose voice it is.
That is bizarre audio. I also think Kyle Manzardo should play
it's
every
Manzardo
day.
It's Manzardo audio.
Yes. Every day. I heard that on. Every day, Kenny, that has been one of the big complaints. You do wonder why that has been the case, right?
Why? Because Carlos Santana at 39 years old.
Yeah, that they just.
And he's not that great with the glove.
That's the
he's
thing.
Not handy with the steel.
It's, if you know what I mean. It's one of the things that has kind of plagued this season is like they're not winning games, or they weren't winning. And yet, at the same time, they're not playing the kids. And yet, you had Carlos Santana there as somebody who's 39 years old.
Yeah.
Which you feel like they're going to trade him anyway, although Terry Pluto writes in his column recently that, yeah, that might not be the case. I thought it was a foregone conclusion they would be trading Carlos Santana.
I would just like to make a small announcement about the Guardians' schedule and what is remaining.
Ooh,
what's that? They're at the All-Star break.
Go ahead.
They will return to baseball this weekend. And they will have the easiest strength of schedule remaining. They are 30th in strength of schedule.
Wow. Easiest.
Got even better.
S-O-S.
The path ahead is bright.
Good.
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't mean that any of the guys that you want to see are going to play baseball, but.
Put it right now, Kenny. Put it right now. What's your percentage that they could actually jump over all these teams?
18%.
That's higher than I thought you'd say.
Yeah, 18%.
I thought you were going to go lower.
Oh, jumping into the wild card?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting it way higher. I think they're doing it.
Whoa!
Because
wow!
Of
whoa,
the way,
whoa! Really?
Because of the way the schedule goes, unless they start, you know, trading off pieces
well,
just to see
okay,
the kids.
Okay, the Class A part of this.
That could change. That could change.
Would you, yeah, what would you say, Kenny, your percentage would be? You said 18%. What if they trade their closer?
15%.
You'd only go three but lower.
What if when they trade their closer, 16%. They get a catcher that actually hits the ball 1 out of every 3 at-bats instead of 1 out of every 10 at-bats?
Yeah, they have the worst catching situation in baseball.
Can David Fry play catcher in the second half?
That would
Can
be
not
nice.
Yet, but is he getting there?
That would be nice. By the way, speaking of nice.
Lima likes.
The Guardians doing something I wish the Cavs had been able to do over time. They switched up the draft strategy, believe it or not. The Guardians used four of their five picks last night. Did you know there was an MLB draft?
Yes.
Yesterday. I did not.
I didn't find out because I thought it was a week before, and I'm going, did I miss it? Did I miss it? And then I saw earlier in the week, okay, I didn't miss it. Thank God.
I totally knew because I learned it at a bar at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Well, you don't have the number one overall pick. I mean,
isn't it weird how different the sports are with the draft?
That's why I comb the bars and I go, give me your sports info.
Like, you go from the NFL, which the draft is the signature offseason event. It's something, especially when you have a pick like we did that was number two overall. It's everything. Then you have the NBA, where after the first like six picks, who cares? So the NBA draft is not nearly what it was when I was younger. And yet they added a second night to it, which was bizarre. And then you have the baseball draft, which is huge. I mean, it is so important for these teams. You can get guys, you know, in the 30th round, seemingly.
Well, you're supplying at least four franchises in each organization, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between all the single A, you know, low A, Arizona League, all that.
But in terms of fan bases, like, how much does the fan base get in? The draft is going on while your season's going on.
They're very secretive.
It is. It is so different. But the Guardians used four of their five picks on college hitters with big frames, according to Tim Stebbins. Jack LaViolette, 6'6", 230.
LaViolette, yes.
Are you a bit? You're laughing as if I should know that. Should I know that?
No.
No. Did Ken know that?
Yes.
When did you know it?
I knew it before the draft.
Oh, did you? BS. That's the biggest lie Ken has ever told in the history of this radio station.
Knew it before the draft.
Did you?
Yes.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
216.
Justin Latta brought him up.
0092.
Justin Latta brought him up.
Did you believe Ken Carmen when he said he knew the pronunciation?
Yeah, when? During the Stanley Cup Finals that he was watching all the games.
I watched those games.
That's right.
Justin Latta brought it up.
But wait a second. Was he doing that while he was watching the recorded Guardians games?
Oh, he did all that, too.
Get mad because I know sports.
I can't keep up with all the stuff Ken watches.
Get mad because I watched the sports. Get mad because I talked to the people who actually did what
would be watching the regular season. That in the 1950s Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Well, you
got to
know what the Gophers were doing back in
1960 national champs,
it's tough.
Bud.
It's
1960
tough.
National champs.
Anyway.
What'd Murray think of it all?
Anyway.
And Murray's been dead for a while. I'm not sure.
6'3", 218. That's Dean Curley. His brother, Mo.
Did you say that right?
I didn't know how to say that one.
Aaron Walton, 6'3", 219. And Nolan Schubart, 6'5", 223. If you want to correct me, make sure to.
Get jealous of me because I know what I'm doing.
And any of those guys run play and bring the ball up to court.
I am impressed. You know, we rail on the Cavs for having the diminutive backcourt, but the Guardians are going for it when it comes to size and stature. I got to give it up to Jimmy Haslam.
You know what? Likes.
Because if this is true, if the report is true, that he attended the wedding of Deshaun Watson, he is a better man than me because he gave him the fully guaranteed five-year, $230 million contract. The contract that's being dubbed the worst deal in sports history, whatever, still goes to his wedding. That is a bigger man than I think most people could be. Did that surprise you, Kenny?
A little bit, yeah.
That Jimmy Haslam went to Deshaun Watson's wedding.
Got to keep up the appearances. Got to be good.
You think that's what it is? Appearances?
I mean, it's a wedding.
Could they be friends?
Do you
at this point?
Well, yeah,
can you be friends with the owner of the team?
If I'm giving somebody that much money, I'm walking into the wedding and I'm judging every single dollar that is spent.
I mean, it is
on
a
wedding,
you paid for, right?
Yes.
But she got her own money too. Maybe
she does.
You know.
Yeah, she absolutely does.
I don't know but I don't know how they do their bills. It's not my job to look into their pockets.
I just got to say, I'm impressed because I think when Browns fans saw that, they were stunned.
That I didn't know. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is. Go ahead.
Oh, one last one.
What's that?
I'm alive.
And Donovan Mitchell got engaged.
Yeah, he did.
Over the last.
Good for him.
Save your jokes about the ring. Save your jokes.
Oh, I didn't even make a joke. Happens. I wasn't even going to make a joke.
Finally
about
got
the
a ring. Couldn't get out of the second round.
I wasn't even going to make a joke about a ring.
I saw about 1,000 of those jokes over the weekend. That's it for Lime Alive.
I didn't make a joke about the ring. I wouldn't have made a joke about the ring. I didn't even think to make a joke about any ring. Congratulations to him for getting engaged. Who's he getting engaged to? It's a singer.
The Coco.
Not Coco Gauff.
No.
Beware.
Not Coco Beware. Who
it's not
is
Coco Beware with
who
the parrot.
Who is the Coco? Damn it. Hold on.
Coco Jones.
Coco Jones.
He is in love with the Coco.
There you go. Thank you very much. 7:20 this morning. Zach Jackson going to join us on the show from The Athletic. Anthony Castrovince, 9:22.